Hello, success builders. It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. And you're tuned into the only podcast where we help you create your destiny from the ground up. More people than ever want to be happy and create freedom through winning investment strategies and a success mindset. In this show, we talk about making dreams come true through passive income, building a fun lifestyle on a foundation of freedom. If you're looking to take your life not just to the next level, but 10 levels up, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Now, let's go build your destiny. This is the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. I am so glad you're here. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy, and you're listening to the first episode of the Wealth Architect Podcast, so I'm excited to be here. Not sure exactly where we're going to go with all this stuff, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you like to have fun, that's like what I always want to do is no matter what I'm doing, I want to create, but I want to have fun. And so I want you to hold me to that standard. How about that? So this is the first episode of the Wealth Architect Podcast. Listen, I start everything from what they don't teach us in school. You know, we go to school for all these years and we learn about Copernicus, or we learn about the Egyptians or Cleopatra, or, you know, the ancient Greeks, or, you know, and all that stuff is great. We learn about Romeo and Juliet and the Pythagorean theorem. But you know what we don't learn about? How to do our taxes, how to buy a car, negotiate, how to buy real estate, how to invest in the stock market, how to create our financial future, how to make it so that we're not slaves to working all our lives until we're 65 when we're too old to really do anything meaningful with our retirement years, right? Like, we have to keep ourselves in incredible shape just to be able to enjoy that small window of time where we worked 40, 50 years, all of our lives to get to that point. So I kind of come from everything from that particular place, right? I want to help people figure out that there are other ways, or there are shortcuts, right? There are ways to get there a lot easier. And so I want to kind of focus on what they don't teach us in school. I mean, I think it's all flipped. Like, you go to school and you learn all this stuff, and they teach you all these things, and you come out and you're supposed to be well-rounded. But like, I use money every day. I don't use the Pythagorean theorem every day. I don't use the A squared plus B squared equals C squared. But I could tell you, I could think about taxes, and I could think about negotiation, and I think about human relations and communication. And those are things they don't teach us in school. So we had graduated from school when we had 12 years, almost 30,000 hours to learn things, right? Between 24 and 30,000 hours where we sat and listened and did homework. And they missed that opportunity to teach us the things that we needed. Why? Because they want to put us into this little box and make us go to work from 9 to 5 and put a screw in a hole for 8 hours. That's how our education system was created. And I want to change that, right? I think we go to school and we learn all this stuff, and then when we finish school, then we have to learn the real stuff. Like, that's all optional. Like, the optional stuff should be taught first, and then if we want to learn about the Korean War, we should go and learn about the Korean War, or what happened with Madison and Hamilton and all those guys. I mean, I think it's cool to know about your country, for sure. Don't get me wrong, and I think there's a place for all that. But come on, like, teach us how to file taxes, right? Teach us about the economy. Teach us about things that we don't have to get a higher degree to figure out what we're doing, right? That gets me, it really gets me going. And then a lot of people go to school and they spend a couple $100,000 in education. They owe money for the next 30 years to pay off that education, but that education doesn't teach them the main thing, how to make money. Like, that's the whole point. You go to school. Otherwise, you could just not go to school. If you're going to be living in your parents' basement after spending $200,000 on a poli-sci degree, and don't get me wrong, if you got a poli-sci degree, that's great. And especially if you can make it work in your field, good. But I don't think you're the majority. I mean, if you're going to go to school and you're going to become a veterinarian or a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or something that actually translates to making some money when you graduate, that's awesome. But most people don't have a plan. And if you're one of those people that has one of these degrees that I'm going to poo-poo from time to time, that's great. And if you've made it work, that's great. And college is great. I went to college. I loved it. But I could tell you, I'll quote my university professor, president, Marshall Kreiser at the University of Florida, who said, 99% of the things you learn are outside the classroom. And he was absolutely right. So here's a podcast that we're going to teach you things that are outside of the classroom. So here's what we're going to talk about. Money. We're going to talk about passive income. We're going to talk about the importance of cash flow. Yeah, we're going to talk about the economy and the economic situation and the issues that come up. We're going to talk about systems around finances. We're going to talk about stocks too. Like from time to time, I'm going to talk to you about some timely stocks. Like Tesla's pretty timely right now, and I've invested in it. I'm probably going to show you some charts if you're watching the video version of this podcast. And so we're also going to focus on the success mindset that you need to have. 90% of any success comes from the mindset you have going into that success. And whether that's investing or in life, we want to focus on the mindset. I think it's really critical. So who are you listening to? My name is Mark Yeagy, and maybe you don't know me yet, but I look forward to getting to know you either through these podcasts or maybe some interactions, or maybe you get involved with me during some of my courses or some of my seminars or whatever, somewhere down the road. That'd be really cool. But I'm a wealth architect. What the heck does that mean? Well, I help six and seven figure investors structure things financially using offense and defense, right? So a little bit about me. I've had my own Wall Street brokerage firm for several years. I was a pioneer in electronic trading. So if you're electronic trading right now, I was at the very beginning of that revolution, helping to create some of those systems. I had something called an electronic communications network, an ECN, one of nine SEC approved trading firms to do what we did. It was a financial technology play. It was a lot of fun growing that thing from nothing to multi-million dollars and a lot of employees and a lot of associates and really doing lots of cool stuff on Wall Street. And I had to have all the licenses. So I've been through being a customer all the way through being and owning my own brokerage firm and being a broker and a financial planner and all that stuff. So I've traded over $14 billion worth of securities and notional value through my hedge funds, my companies personally. And now I help other people learn how to do that through my systems, my programs, my courses, my mastermind groups, my mentoring. And so that's kind of where I come from in all this financial stuff, is that I think about it all the time and I'm always immersed in it. So I feel like I'm on the cutting edge of what's going on. And I don't have all the answers. You know what? You put two economists in a room, you can get eight answers, right? And I'm basically one of those. But I think I have a common sense approach to stuff. And I come from the Austrian school of economics, where it's a little bit different than the Keynesian school or the modern monetary theory, which you'll hear about. And I believe that that's an important part, because if you study economics, you can be prepared for it, right? You don't have to have a degree in it, but you can be prepared for the economy and what's coming if you study it. If not, you're just kind of ignorant. You're going along with what they tell you on TV, and 90% of the time that stuff is wrong. So listen, back to the offense and defense. Offense is making money. It's cash flow. It's passive income. It's the types of investments you're in, those kinds of things. Defense is about structuring things to be bulletproof, right? When things don't go your way, when the market goes the other way, how are you bulletproof? Are you have your tax stuff in order? Are your asset protection things in order? Are you understanding the economy? And by the way, I've been doing this investing game since I was about 12, when I came home one day, or actually every day, my dad was looking through the Wall Street Journal, tracking his stocks, writing things down, and I finally got curious and I was like, "Dad, what is that?" And he started to teach me about the stock market. And I invested, and I put in like $100 and it turned into $300, and then I put in $300 and it turned into $600, and pretty soon I bought a stock called US or Allegheny Airlines that became US Airways, and it went from 17 to 35, and I made a bunch of money. Then I learned how to short. So it was really fun. I bought my first car from my investments, and I was hooked ever since. So I've been investing ever since that period of time, and it's been a lot of fun. And I think I've got some nuances because of the Wall Street background that I've got, that I can kind of give you some secrets that Wall Street has. And maybe we could take advantage of some of those secrets. That's what I like to do, is kind of figure out the hacks, the cool ways that Wall Street's doing things, but maybe they're not sharing with us, and I think you should know about them. And I teach people those things all the time. So what is the Wealth Architect Podcast? Like I said, welcome to the first episode. Hopefully there's going to be many more, but we're going to be talking about the stock market. We're going to be talking about crypto assets and the crypto market, because I think that's a big thing that's going on. We're going to be talking about real estate. I've got a background in real estate. I don't love real estate, I'll be honest with you. It's a great way to make money, but for me, it's not my favorite thing, right? And maybe I'm just doing it wrong, but I've been doing it for a lot of years, and I don't love real estate. But I think it's important. I think it plays a critical role. So from time to time, we're going to have real estate people on here, in addition to stock market people, in addition to crypto people, and in addition to the comments that I'm going to be making based on the news of the day or the news of the week. We're going to be talking about the economy a lot, right? We're going to weave that in. And my theories on it, and maybe your theories on it, and our guest theories about that. And we're going to mostly also be talking about success mindset principles, personal growth, development, positive approaches to life, language, some of those things that you may not hear about on other podcasts from other places. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be really fun, and it's going to create a lot of really cool dialogue. So I have this quad investing strategy, by the way. It's based on trying to get you to cash flow and passive income, so you're going to hear me talking a lot about that. It's basically hard assets like real estate, soft assets like stocks and crypto. Well, tech assets are crypto. And then being in your own business. So we'll talk a little bit about entrepreneurial things, leadership, management, mindset, how you can create best practices with your people, your teams, and even in yourself getting organized, things like that. So we're going to cover a broad group of things, but really it's about, I don't know, being successful in doing whatever you do and making it so that you focus a little bit more on money than maybe you have in the past. I don't believe that you need to focus your whole life on money, but I can tell you, if you don't have it, it's a lot better when you have it. And if you don't have it, you need to figure out how to get it. And, you know, I travel a lot, and I go to Europe, and I go to Greece specifically an awful lot. And it's funny how my mindset shifts when I'm in Greece, because in Greece, they really don't focus on money very much. It's probably why they don't have a lot of it, a lot of people, right? But, you know, they focus on laughter, family, good times, having fun, enjoying vacations, things like that. And I realize that when I'm there, I become a bit different. So in our Western society, and I don't know where you're listening to this podcast from or watching this, but in the West, in our Western society, we focus on money. And I think money is great to focus on, but if you build your whole life around it, I think you're missing the point. I think the Greeks and the Europeans and a lot of other parts in the world, they have it right. The money is a means to get to that lifestyle. So we're going to be talking about lifestyle, right? For me, I like to travel the world. So you're going to see this podcast from different parts of the world. And maybe I'll tell you about them while I'm there. But you'll hear me talking about it because I love to travel and meet new people and new cultures. And I always learn something about myself and I learn something about these cultures. So that's going to be fun for me. Hopefully, I'll take you along with me to some of these really cool places. And so, you know, when we talk about hard assets, we talk about a portfolio mix. There's a mix of hard assets, soft assets, tech assets, and business assets that we're going to be talking about. And so I like hard assets to be about 30%, soft assets to be about 40%, tech assets to be 5 to 10%, that's your crypto and things like that, and then your business assets to be 20 to 25%. But you know what? You may not have all those. And the main thing is I'm talking about cash flow. And I read years ago that we all need a cash cow. We need something that brings us in our cash. We need cash to live on, cash to save. The save becomes investments. The investments become passive income. And then we can start living on the passive income. We don't have to work and exchange time for money. So I'm going to be talking about all these concepts in this podcast. But you notice there's kind of a theme. It's really all revolving toward a great lifestyle. So listen, I'm not going to kill you with more of this podcast first episode. I just wanted to lay the land, get you to kind of get to know me a little bit. And that's basically it. I want to thank you for being here, being part of the first podcast. I'm not exactly sure where this is going to go, but we'll figure it out together. And if you want to make some comments in here, give me some comments on how I can improve it. I want to improve things in life, so that'll be kind of fun. Come back often. My goal is to put this out at least weekly and have some really cool interviews on here. And if not, I'll just give you some spin on what I think is going on in the economy or with the stock. And by the way, I'm going to be making this, at least the intention is to make this a video podcast also. And the reason I'm doing that, I can make it audio so that you can listen to it at the gym and things like that. But by doing it as a video podcast as well, I might be able to annotate things for you. So for example, if you know, a stock is doing a certain thing and I want to do an analysis of a chart, I love to do analysis of stocks, on charts, and a lot of people love the way I do it. So you can't really describe that on an audio podcast. I'll have the video podcast for those that want to watch YouTube while you're on the treadmill. But if you're listening to it on an audio podcast, what I'll try to do is I'll try to describe as best I can what I'm showing on my screen, so that if you're not able to catch it on the screen and you're just listening to it, you can still basically picture as I describe it. So I'll do my best to do that. Hopefully I'll be able to show you that. But primarily this is going to be an audio-driven podcast with some video support, but I'm going to be doing both of them. So anyway, that's it. Thank you for being here. I look forward to seeing you again next time.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.